I hate to say it, but this week we are ending a long-term relationship.
What?
Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
I remember it clear as day. About a year ago, I got an email saying Imperfect Foods was finally coming to little old Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, you'd been on the waiting list.
Oh, I had been on the list for, I think, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what is Imperfect Foods? Will you break it down quick, John?
Sure. Imperfect Foods is a company that gets, they say, imperfect foods, ugly foods, you know,
misshaped,
knobby carrots, weird shaped potatoes,
yeah,
apples with some rough skin on one side of them, things like that, that aren't really going to be sold to a supermarket. They're going to reject it.
Mm-hmm.
So this food has to go somewhere. They buy it for cheaper, right? Because it's not going to sell at the normal price.
Right.
And then the promise is that you buying the food from them will save money, and you're keeping food out of
the garbage,
the landfill,
bin,
things like that.
Right. So it's this idea of both sustainability of, you know, not adding to waste in our world, and hey, you're saving money in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
So you can feel good about both of those things.
Yeah.
And the nutritional value of the food stays the same. The quality, like, is still there as far as making a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you're okay with your carrot having, like, two heads on it, you're good to go.
It's okay.
Pocket the savings.
And, of course, the convenience factor.
It
gets delivered to your house.
Right. So that's in there, too. So I could not wait to sign up.
Oh, yeah. We probably
were
got it, but the first
pumped.
Week it was around.
Oh, yeah. We were part of the first group that got it in Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pre-COVID days.
Oh, those old days.
Those good old days. And our first several shipments, like, we maxed it out. We
it
were
great.
So excited. We got not only the extra large box,
mm-hmm,
but we got the grain add-on. We got the meat add-on. We got all the add-ons.
Yeah.
We got all the add-ons. We were just so excited. And not only did I notice we were getting a really good deal on a lot of these items, you know, I went in and I price checked,
mm-hmm,
against some of, mm-hmm, you know, at that time we had been shopping at a couple different stores in Omaha. So I was paying attention to the prices, and they were at least on par, if not better. And this food was going to be shipped to me.
Yes.
So it was like, okay, even if it's about apples to apples, this one's coming to my door.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's a little novelty factor. It's fun. It's cool.
Yeah, on a good bit of the items, I was actually saving.
Mm-hmm.
They were passing that on to me. Our deliveries were on time. The unboxing was this beautiful event with the kids.
Oh, they loved it.
Where they just, like, freaked.
They'd eat half the fruit by the time we got everything out of the box.
That was originally how, I think we have an entire podcast episode talking about the unboxing.
Yeah, how great it was. That was
one
of the things.
How our kids, they have a routine now where whenever they see kale, they pretend to be baby giraffes and they want to eat it all before it even makes it into my fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Not many kids literally fight over the kale. The organic kale bunch.
That's true. That's true.
But our kids did, and they still do.
Mm-hmm.
So there were many cool things that came out of it. We were solid weekly patrons.
Oh, yeah. We loved it.
4 months.
And then the relationship got a little rocky.
It did. It was very frustrating, and we wanted to give them copious amounts of the, what is it, the benefit of the doubt.
We wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. COVID struck.
And, you know, COVID put, I think, a strain on a lot of relationships.
On a lot of relationships.
And us and Imperfect Foods was certainly one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everybody's staying at home.
Yeah.
They don't want to go out and get their groceries. Oh, this
is perfect.
These folks will ship food right to me. Let me sign up, thought everyone.
Right. And we had just, so back in March before COVID and all the lockdown hit, our family had just taken a trip to Disney World.
That's right.
We got home. It was the next day after we landed, it was announced a pandemic, and I had my Imperfect Foods box coming. And I was so thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't show.
Nope. No, it didn't.
I tried calling. I tried reaching out. I texted. I DM'd. I emailed. I tried to chat.
You got in the car and you drove out to California and knocked on the door.
Everything but that, because pandemic. And they just, they didn't email to tell us they were canceling. They didn't communicate at all. I think roughly like 7 to 10 days later, we just got an email that was explaining like, oh my goodness, we're so sorry. We just totally ghosted a bunch of people. We couldn't get to you. We didn't say anything. It's not acceptable. We want to hold ourselves to a higher standard. Like they owned it. They 100% owned it. They sent us the, you know, they didn't charge us for that box.
Of course.
That never showed. And, you know, they wanted to make it up to us. I want to say they gave us a little bit of a little bit extra credit or something like that to use on the next box. You know, they were being very generous.
So they're being good.
Then it happened again.
And again.
I think it happened maybe like three or
we had a couple no-show boxes.
Three or four times where it was just 100% no-show.
And then we had some that's supposed to come on Thursdays.
Yeah, and it was coming like Sunday or the next Monday, and the food was like...
Like that's old.
Rotted and bad.
Yeah.
So then we were like, let's go ahead and pause them just for a hair. Because this
let's give them some breathing room.
This isn't going well.
Let's have a little separations. You figure out you...
We'll figure out us. Yeah.
And then we'll get together and we'll make it all work again.
Yeah. And in that time, they made an announcement of we're not accepting new people anymore.
Yeah, they cut off signups.
They did, because they were being massively overwhelmed with new people signing up. And they were not able to keep up with that demand. So it was like this ultimate, they were overpromising to everyone and under-delivering to everyone.
Literally under-delivering.
Literally under-delivering. And as a business owner, I feel for them, because I can only imagine the horrible feeling that gave them as a company.
Yeah, that's not what they're trying to do.
How hard that was and how frustrating that was. And then they were running into, you know, they're based out of California and they've got operations all over the country because they're trying to source it locally.
Mm-hmm.
But they're running into supply chain issues. They're having people that are staying home now and that are not able to come in and do the packaging.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to keep their staff safe. But all of a sudden now they have more demand than ever. They have less staff than ever. They have less inventory even coming in, because grocery stores are now buying up whatever they can get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just this perfect storm for disappointment, which, again, was why we were like, y'all figure you out. We're going to just break for a second. Mm-hmm. And our family moved into, like, hardcore shopping once a month kind of.
Yeah.
You know, we were trying to minimize our exposure. And so I would go to Aldi once a month, and I'd go to Costco once a month, and I dropped hundreds of dollars and we were all good for the next few weeks.
Yes, we were.
One time we sent Jonathan on that trip, and then, do you remember this?
Yeah.
Like $200 worth of carbs we don't usually even eat.
It's just so easy to fill it up at Aldi.
Didn't end up buying half.
Like the three things that you wanted. I didn't get the Doritos.
You didn't get the Doritos
because I felt so bad about everything else I bought earlier that day.
Of health conscience.
Yes,
pricked
like,
up
I just bought eight on boxes my of cookies. I better not get these chips. And of course, that was the one thing that was desired. So
I'm still bitter about that.
So we gave it some space. We gave him some time.
Yep.
And I think it's good that we talk about it now, because it's starting to heat up. It's hotter than ever.
Right.
When COVID it comes wise, to COVID.
Yeah, it is.
And we're so I think there's a lot of people going, maybe this is what we're doing. Maybe we should pull back. We should pull back again.
And you start getting delivery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they could. What's that thing they were talking about? They could deliver the food? Well, we're talking about it now. So,
and we've had people telling us that they're starting up using them. So yes. We felt like this was a moral imperative.
We've told people to use
for
them.
For us to come on here and tell you an updated version of the story.
Yes. So it got a little rocky. We gave them some space. You know, let's try it out again.
So I think one time this summer, we were like, okay.
Let's do it.
Let's give them a little shot. Mm-hmm. Let's try it. We got it set up. It came late.
Yeah.
At least half the box was spoiled. The kale, the kids wanted to eat like little giraffes. It was yellow.
Yeah.
It was
beyond ugly.
It got to us. Well, because it was July. And so they shipped this box, and not only was it delayed, but then the ice melted. There was chicken in there.
Yeah,
that
the
was
ice
no
pack
longer
had
frozen.
Gone, and it was
you know, in the
warm,
100-degree heat, it just didn't work.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's give them a little more space here. You know, they again.
We kept trying.
Then I want to say it was September.
Then we did one. The box never showed.
Apparently FedEx ate the box.
Yeah. Or something happened in the box and got all wet, and that's why it fell apart and never made it to us. Who knows?
No, but they didn't reach out to us. We had to reach
out
to them.
Yeah, we had to say, hey, where's the box?
The box down.
Yes.
So
now in each of these, when we've had things, even if it's a few things, or half the things in the box that are no good, not acceptable, they refund
it.
When the box didn't show up,
always reimburse.
They reimburse. It's like, they're not stealing any money.
They take care of you.
But boy, is it hard to love them.
They really want to make it up to you. And that's why we kept wanting to give them a chance, because they're being so good to us. They always more than make up for the mistakes that happened. And I truly knew they felt bad. And they were trying so hard to win us as customers. And hey, I gotta try and give them a chance.
Yeah.
So.
But, you know, we got a box this week.
Well, we've got a box the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. And you know what, though?
Yeah.
It feels like this Imperfect Foods is different than the guy we went out with a year ago.
They changed.
Back then, it was fun. There was all sorts of stuff on the website.
Oh, they had so
like
much
mispackaged
inventory.
Stuff. Like all sorts of different
cool
things.
You never knew what you were gonna get.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Now it's just like there's none of that.
It's a very, very limited inventory now. And here's the big kicker. Mm-hmm. Here's what happened in the last 3 or 4 weeks. They changed their box minimum.
Oh, that was it.
They
that was
raised
our thing.
Their box minimum to $45 per box.
It used to be 35.
I want to say it was 30 or 35. It was around there.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
And so they raised it to 45. Mm-hmm. So automatically it's just a little bit harder.
You got
to
get more stuff in there.
And they raised the delivery fee.
Oh, really?
From $5.99 to $8.99.
So you've got to spend an extra, I think, $10.
$10 or $15.
And then
they're asking
you to pay another $3 on top of that.
So all of a sudden, this sustainability component began to be questionable to me, because the carbon footprint and all the hassle that has to go into this food getting shipped all around.
It's no different than the food getting shipped all around to go to the grocery store.
Right. So it's like I'm now paying more. Okay, wait. I feel like the savings is starting to lessen. Mm-hmm. And so this last shipment
we
got.
I've just been feeling it.
Right. The
like
quality's been slipping.
We open up the box. We're going through it. The stuff doesn't seem as good. And then it just seems like it runs out faster.
Yeah.
And it's not like we used to get like $120 boxes and now we're only doing 40. You know, like it's been pretty even.
Yeah. But like our dollar is not
like
going as far.
It's done already?
Right. I would say this last
box. So I've had this feeling. I've been on, I don't think this is worth it. I don't know.
We've been questioning. So this last box we got, the quality was really, I thought it was there. Outside of this tomatoes that ended up being
tomatoes
smashed.
Tomatoes were all juicy, yeah.
The tomatoes were smashed and they reimbursed us.
And
we're good.
We got 4 Brussels sprouts.
They did. They were extra, extra large though. So that's kind of why
it just didn't make any sense.
They were imperfect.
What are you going to do with 4 Brussels?
They're imperfect. I'm going to probably
just put them in a bag and give me at least 15 of them.
I'm going to quarter them.
Anyway,
I love Brussels sprouts, so I'm not upset. But I decided to price out our
We did the numbers,
Imperfect
people.
Foods box compared to a Walmart grocery pickup.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and ran all the numbers down, and our Imperfect Foods box came out to a grand total of $45.16. And then when you add the $8.99 delivery,
that's not with the delivery.
$54.15. Okay. And it was more or less produce for a week for our family.
Yeah.
Some smoked salmon that I adore.
Mm-hmm.
Some tortillas, a little chocolate snack because I always like to have that mm-hmm. in there. And then a jar of salsa. So it was more or less mostly produce.
Yes.
So to spend $50 on produce for a week in our family was a little bit high because we do not shop only organic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If I was only organic, maybe that would be more reasonable. Now at Walmart, for basically the same items, again, they didn't have the exact same on everything.
Are we going to get into some of these or no?
We will.
Okay, good.
The total, though, was $37.52.
Hmm.
And I could have ordered that to be delivered for a small fee through Walmart.
Sure.
Less than the $8.99.
Yeah.
And, or I could have done grocery
pickup
for totally free.
What, their limit, though, is $35 for pickup? Is that what it is, you think?
Mm-hmm.
But so you're there.
This would have qualified.
And you just roll up.
And they just loaded it in.
And they put it in.
Right. So we paid $16.63 more to shop with Imperfect Foods.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their big things, their selling points that drew us in the beginning was you will save 30%.
Yes.
You're going to save 30% on groceries. Now, Jonathan did the math here, and it's almost reverse. You're paying 30% more to shop with them. I guess unless you want to go to like, if they're using Whole Foods and natural grocers as their mm-hmm, competition, mm-hmm. maybe they'd be able to say it.
Yeah.
What do you want to add in,
okay,
John?
Okay. As you're doing that, I redid the math.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
It's even worse.
Oh.
So that $15 is 30% of the big number.
It was $16.
Whatever that is.
$16.63.
Yeah, the difference. It's actually 44% more.
Dang.
That $16 is 44% of the $37.52. So if you took 44% of the $37.52, added that in, now you're at what you paid.
Yeah.
And for uglier food.
And exactly. That's the thing. If this was like better quality.
Yeah.
And beautiful.
But it's not.
Okay.
Four large $16. Oversized Brussels.
You know, I could pay $16 for convenience. I could get there mentally if I was in a life state where that made sense to me.
Don't make sense.
But it's a little bit smashed, a little bit bruised. The carrot
and
has
they're
three
hitting
heads.
You up on some of this stuff. And, come on. Let's talk. Can we talk tortillas?
We can talk. The tortillas are the all right, straw so, that broke so, the all right, camel's
yes,
back.
Yes, that was what it was. That was what really triggered
all right, well,
me
here,
to go, let's look at this stinking thing. Because you said, oh, we got tortillas. We can have like, what was it, tacos or whatever.
Tacos.
And then I thought, not with that bag, girl. It's an 8-count.
I got.
Of corn tortillas.
Mia's organic corn tortillas. It was an 8-count. It was $1.99.
Have y'all ever bought corn tortillas before? They're you get cheap. A million of them for nothing.
The equivalency at Walmart would have been about 40 cents.
You had to do the equivalent because nobody sells
nobody
eight
sells
corn
eight.
Tortillas.
Yeah, I know.
Because it makes no... The bag costs more than the tortillas
at Walmart,
at that point.
We could have bought like...
It was a 50 count. It was a 50 pack
for like $1.60 or something. It was crazy.
And they're just as good. I'm telling you.
They weren't organic corn.
I'd say those maybe they're a hair smaller, just maybe a teeny bit flimsier.
I'm gonna guess.
But it's a corn tortilla.
You could probably go to Whole Foods and get
corn
tortillas.
Why are you buying eight of them?
Anyway, it did.
I had a taco salad tonight because there were no tortillas left.
Me and the kids ate them all, but it was true. That there were some items that are just...
So that's just overpriced.
Unbelievably overpriced. Now, a few of the other items. So, for example, I noticed that they've raised their prices on the items.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're not only hitting you on that delivery fee that's increased. and they're hitting you they're on the higher buy box more, per minimum.
But even some of the stuff is more expensive.
They're increasing.
Because we went back and looked at our first order.
Exactly, exactly. And the markup is actually massive if you think about this. John, run the numbers on this.
All right, girl, here we
so
go.
So back when we first joined, which was a year ago, for a 2-count of bell peppers, we paid $1.49. They now charge $1.99. So give me an example of that markup.
That's 33% more.
Which is, if you, I mean, in the grand scheme of life, guys, 50 cents is nothing.
No.
But if Disney World in 1 year increased their prices by 30-some percent, or college tuition increased their prices by 30-some percent, that's unbelievable. To me, it's a sign that their business is not sustainable, and they are having to price gouge, frankly, on some items.
I don't know if it's quite price gouging, but it's just not enjoyable.
What they're doing, they're doing it on a lot of items. So they're trying to sneak the cost in, and it's now no longer economical or sustainable for their customers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not.
Because you have that shipping charge,
because
you have to buy so much, because you're giving up the chance to pick your food or whatever, it was already a little bit on the bubble. It was like, yep, this works out. It's convenient. And you know what? I think we are going to, this first couple, in the beginning, it was great.
It was. COVID and truly killed their business.
At least it seems like it for us. And so we no longer recommend imperfect foods.
Nope, we don't. Here, I didn't even get to give all my examples.
Give it, girl.
Apples. It was $1.15 a pound a year ago, which is a fantastic price.
Yeah.
Those were really good apples. Now, $1.49 a pound. Now, they're flirting with
it's just the run-of-the-mill
price. And the apples are odd-shaped, odd sizes, and have marks all over them. So now why am I...
And you never know if... Are you going to get the little tiny guys, which are actually great for our family and the kids, or are you going to get the giants?
Right, so...
That's what's hard.
This last shipment, we got... I ordered a pound of mandarin oranges. It was $2.75 at Walmart. It would have been $1.48. And the pound was 3 ginormous mandarins.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids ate them immediately. So then they when you were doing this, you're like,
did we even get these?
Did I even get these?
Like, yeah, the kids ate them
instantly. So then it was like $2.75, gone.
Because
I expected like 10 or 15 mandarins because they're supposed to be small or whatever. The Costco bag usually has like 20 or 30 more than mandarins. A pound,
but
it is. That's a 5-pound bag.
Yeah.
But
I
wanted more than 3.
Yes.
So it just, and then the smoked salmon, my beloved smoked salmon. I used to order 2 of them because one is just not enough. And for 2 3-ouncers, we paid $5.98, which I feel like is a steal. This is Walmart was a little bit pricier, but now they've moved it up to $4.99 per salmon.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to get 2 salmons for $1 more. So it's one of those things where it's just not economical anymore.
Just doesn't work
out. The savings is poof in the night, gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I might or might not have half my things get bruised. And they'll reimburse me. But like if I was counting on those items that were ruined for a dinner party, well, not really anymore because of COVID. But if I was, now I got to run to the store.
Yeah.
And now it has made my life less convenient. And that's very irritating to me.
It's true.
I don't like that. I like when they deliver on their promises and they've just not been able to.
Yep. So we officially
we're done.
Pull the Wallet Win recommendation away.
We pull it away.
From imperfect foods.
And it hurts my heart.
But that doesn't mean you have to give up on being wise with your grocery dollars.
No.
On saving money and being smart on getting your money's worth for your food.
And we're going to dive into sharing a few recommendations that we have for saving as much as possible on your groceries, especially as we're heading into this winter where it's a very, you know, it's a there, it might be very realistic that we all shift more into that monthly grocery shopping again.
That's right.
We don't know what the future brings. But I will say, we've found, even in our local area, and we've talked with friends in the farming world, that things like imperfect foods exist in your local area. They're a lot more readily available these days. So if you really like that idea of connecting with local farmers, there's probably co-ops in the area, places where you can sign up and get their ugly produce and actually get the savings.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So we've got a couple different ways that you can, you really can save on your grocery budget. You can stretch that further that do not involve imperfect foods. There's some real ways to do it that we're going to talk about right after this. This episode is brought to you by the National Black Friday Hotline. Deals giving you the feels? We are here to help. Find out more at blackfridayhotline.com. All right, so we have pulled the Wallet Win recommendation from imperfect foods, but there are still ways you can stretch that grocery money further.
There are.
Let's talk about a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how you can really save. One, this is the biggest one. The right, just in the same way, one of the best habits that you can get into and really see the bang for your buck when it comes to your money is budgeting, is planning your spending. When it comes to your grocery money, you got to plan your eating.
AKA meal planning.
Meal planning.
Meal planning. I know that when we say that, it might sound like you got to sit down for 3 hours with all your cookbooks strewn about and all the ads from all the stores, and it's going to be this tedious, long process, and you're pulling out Pinterest recipes and
the coupons.
And that sounds torturous.
Because it is.
It is. But those days of meal planning have died and gone.
Bye-bye.
There are too many good, viable options that are affordable and justifiable in helping you actually get the savings and save you time.
Yes.
On that prep and planning. Let someone else prep and plan.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about some of those.
Sure.
John.
Well, really.
Talk about
the bare minimum of meal planning is just sitting down and saying, I want to eat this on Monday, this on Tuesday, that on Wednesday, and it's that easy.
Right.
That's the bare minimum. So you're not just walking down the aisle in the grocery store, you filled up your bag, your cart, like I did, and it's all just cookies and chips and maybe a Slim Jim, and then what are we having for dinner? I don't know.
Right.
Then you got to go buy stuff for dinner. So that's what it avoids. Mm-hmm. It avoids all those impulse buys, and it makes sure that you actually get the stuff you
need.
Meals
that make sense.
To eat real food.
Yes.
So that's the bare minimum. Now, you can get a little more strategic with it. And, like you're saying, you can shift the burden of some of that strategy onto somebody else.
Yes.
So one of those examples, and we've talked with her before, you'll find a link in the show notes. We talk about Budget Bites.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great website, even just for recipes.
We
some of our family favorites
Budget
are from
Bites.
Budget Bites. They tell it's economical meals.
Yep.
That taste amazing, are easy to prepare. And they're delicious, which I already said.
Beth is an amazing chef. She's really creative. She used to work at Whole Foods. And she knows how to take a buck and stretch it, but not sacrifice your health or your taste buds.
Mm.
And I really love that combination because we're kind of foodies. And most millennials are.
Yep, we like stuff to taste good. So
like
you can go on the
good.
Site and you can pick through and you can get your recipes there and make your meal plan yourself. Or, right? Make it easy.
She's got some meal plans.
She's put it all together for you
to go,
already.
Bing, bang, boom. They're ready. They're printable.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it to the grocery store. You can use it right in front of your face and order everything right there on your, if you're going to order groceries,
mm-hmm.
boom. You got it
so
all organized.
The site, that's all free.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the meal plan, she charges a couple bucks for a meal plan.
Right.
And it's for like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks of meals.
Yes, exactly.
Well worth it.
So worth it.
Totally recommend
absolutely
that.
Absolutely coop the savings back.
Yep, and if you want a link to that, you can find it in the notes section of this podcast episode.
And we adore Budget Bites for those seasons when like you really want to make your budget, your grocery budget, scream for you.
Mm-hmm.
We've always like whenever you know we've been in a season where we're saving up for something really aggressively or recovering from something, like an adoption mm. or something like that, and we're trying to rebuild savings, we go to Budget Bites because we know we're going to have good food. It's going to taste amazing.
It just tastes good.
But it's not going to hurt
yeah. the grocery There's some good spending. Taste and stuff on that site.
Yep.
So we're big fans.
We're big fans. Second thing that we've used, mm-hmm. and you will also find a link in the show notes, we've talked about it on the podcast before, is once a month meals.
Yes, super cool.
Super cool. This is perfect for when you are in those vortex seasons where you're just kind of like all your life is being sucked in by something, either just busy, a flurry of activities. You are in the middle of a massive work project and you just do not have time to be in the kitchen.
Worldwide pandemic.
Yeah, for instance. You don't want to be cooking all the time. All the meals.
You've just had a baby.
Somebody just had a surgery. There's lots of seasons where if you can just batch your cooking, batch your prep, you could take 4 to 5 hours on a Saturday. Boom, bam, boom, stock the freezer, and then you now have weeks and weeks and weeks worth of meals ready to go, waiting there for you, and you don't have to cook.
Yeah, this was great when we did it. We did it a couple times. We did it a few times. What was it? Before we adopted Ellie? That was the big one.
Yep.
And yeah, it was a Saturday of cooking.
Yeah, I didn't cook for 2 months after she was born.
Yeah, we just, what do you want? And then it's kind of cool because you get on the freezer. And you want this, let's have that tonight. Mm-hmm. You know, and you kind of go shopping in your freezer and then maybe you thaw it out or maybe you just throw it right in the pot or whatever it is, heat it up in the oven, whatever that recipe is, and then it's done. You don't have to fuss.
Right, you don't have to fuss. And it was super economical because you're buying ingredients.
The huge pack of chicken or meat or whatever it is.
Grabbing all those savings up front. You know, you're spending a couple $100 at the grocery store to get all your ingredients, but you are saving.
It's for a month of dinner.
Exactly. So you're going to have our grocery bill that next month afterwards.
Oh, it was super
was
small.
Like nothing. Mm-hmm. It's like it didn't exist.
It was great.
So we recouped tons and tons of savings doing that.
Yeah, that was really good too.
And then another one in the past that we've used. We've not used it since we've become parents, but it was e-meals.
Yeah, they were one of the first big names.
Tried and true.
In meal planning, what they do, we didn't say this, but with once a month meals, you pick out your recipes, your meals, they have some pre-done for you, and then it mushes it all together and gives you like one big shopping list, mm-hmm. one big prep list, chop all this stuff, yeah, do all that.
Most places will do that
and
for you.
Then the recipes to put the stuff together.
Yes.
So now with e-meals, what they do, tell them what kind of food you like. Mm-hmm. Simple, gourmet, I'm on this diet, I'm vegetarian, whatever it is. Then that week, every week they put together your week of meals for you.
Yeah.
And then they give you a shopping list.
There's some pros and cons with that.
Yeah. Then they give you the shopping list. You can, one click, I think, just shove it all over to Walmart for delivery or mm-hmm. pickup. And then, of course, the recipes to make each night.
Yep.
So it was great
and
for us.
We used them for years, but then we got to a point where we just found all our favorites with them.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, now I'm skipping. Wait a minute.
Now we have to skip the stuff that you just sent me because I actually want to eat something again.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been more or less meal planning now for 9 years. Mm-hmm. And so we've kind of got our favorite 50 or so recipes that we've found through all these places. Mm-hmm. And so now it's a lot easier for us to just kind of rotate some of those favorites.
Yep.
So we've gotten to that point where we used things like that for so long that now we've got what we need.
So meal planning is the big thing. Planning out what you're going to eat, when you're going to eat, it helps you shop more efficiently. Mm-hmm. And some of these services that you can, buy or subscribe to, they help take some of the burden off to make it even easier.
Yes.
Especially if you're new to meal planning, you want to get started. These can help you get going. You don't need them, but they can make it a lot easier.
Yes.
But meal planning is one of those big key habits, a key activity when it comes to stretching your grocery money. It really helps.
Yep. Another tip that we would recommend is shopping or meal planning specifically around the sales.
Sure.
That are in your local area. And some of the best meal planning
services.
Apps and services. I remember emails making a conscious effort.
That was new when
to
we
try
were using
and
that.
Give you meals based around
you
what
tell
was
it what stores you,
on
you went
sale
to
in mm-hmm. that area. So it's great when they could give you something seasonal because usually those are the items that are going to be on sale.
Yeah, but
if you're going to be doing your meal planning, so what you'd want to do is just kind of peek at the one or two stores you usually go to. We've found that we love the 1-2 punch of the Aldi Costco combo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Aldi, you cannot beat their prices. Every time we go there, we think,
you go to the checkout and you go, how much is it?
Like, yeah,
it's so low.
It's so low. You're like, how?
I thought that was going to be a lot more.
I have a cart
more.
Full
this
to the brim and it's only $149. And then you go to Costco.
And you have like four
you
things.
You have seven items.
You go, it costs how much?
And it's the opposite experience, but their quality is
boy,
unparalleled.
Is it good? It's good.
So if you can kind of figure out a way to marry the two,
mm-hmm.
you end up with the best quality for the lowest amount of money.
Yep.
And so we love that, like living in the pocket of Aldi Costco.
No, we do, but I say then we fill in the holes with Walmart.
When
because they're yeah. great middle spot.
When we're
their
in
produce
a,
has gotten a lot better over the
oh,
over
yeah,
the years.
Totally
it used
has.
To be a wreck.
If we don't
and sometimes
want to
Aldi
shop,
stuff
their
misses the mark
yes.
sometimes.
Yeah, their quality can
or
miss the mark.
They just don't have it, and we don't need 800 of them at Costco.
Yeah.
So we just go to Walmart. That's the middle spot.
Walmart is like our, we're really busy. I mm-hmm. don't have time to shop right now.
Aldi's a little bit is further away.
I know that we're going to pay a little bit more, but I want to be able to just pull up in my van and get it loaded in and move on with
it's
my
great.
Life. You're not really going to pay that much more.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So, but again, it's
so
kind of middle
this,
of the road.
This tip is like, is shop at the right stores.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly a store that's going to be good money-wise, that gets you and enables you to stretch the money your grocery budget, but lines up with what's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're good, like I just need it to be as cheap as possible right now. Well, then yeah, you're gonna go to the Super Saver or whatever it is.
So you're gonna do Budget Bites,
Price Check or whatever.
Budget Bites with Aldi.
Yes, or Aldi. You know, you're just gonna. That's it. I want some more quality. I want really good selection. I want whatever. All right, then you're going to find those stores that line up with what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it's those. It's Aldi, it's Costco, and we fill in the holes with Walmart.
And then we're using the meal planning.
Yep, and the meal planning
the steering
is the
ship
key of all that. So it's plan your meals and then shop for those meals at for you the right stores. And then so here it is. Here's the big one. This is it. This is the icing on the cake, right? The meal planning, that's the cake. Wait, I need more things. Shoot. Oh, well. I was going to make an analogy.
What?
It's going to be like, those are the layers of the cake, and then this is the icing, and then I was going to say something else with the icing.
You always go into a food analogy.
So this is what it is.
That may or may not make sense.
The most important thing is meal planning. After that, shop at the right stores. And over all of this, pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
That is how we figured out all this about Imperfect Foods, because we were paying attention to this. We thought, wait a second. I know we used to get more out of this box.
Right.
I used to be happier opening this box.
And it's not as if we were these like obsessed people of like, oh, every time we got a box, we're running the list.
No, I never even looked at
them. Nope.
It was just
we're
this
more
feel.
Like,
I was like, wait,
generally
just
like,
paying attention to the experience here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this
mm-hmm.
just, before it felt good. And now just, I don't know if I'm saying I feel like I'm getting ripped off. But there's something off here.
There's something
and
off.
And then that led us to look at the numbers.
Dig into the data.
Get a little pickier.
Yes.
You go, holy moly.
Yeah, this isn't
what's
going
work
on? For us. This is not working anymore.
Mm-hmm. So you got to pay attention to what's going on.
Yes.
Because there could be shifts in the store. This isn't really lining up. Or, boy, I don't like making this drive all the time. That store is too far away for us to shop at.
Yes.
Whatever it is.
It could be anything. It could even be a cell phone of just like, gosh, you haven't looked around in a while. It could be insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't gotten a quote. It's so important to assess and look at those numbers on a regular basis.
Yep.
Because if you're never peeking at them, they're just going to keep raising rates on you.
That's right.
You can't let that happen.
Yes. Yeah, so meal plan, shop at the right stores, and pay attention. Mm-hmm. So,
Boom, bang, boom.
Yep. So you can learn more, get links to resources, all the stuff, things we've mentioned in the show notes. So whatever app you're using, swipe over, click the button, whatever it is, to check those out and follow those links. We'd love to answer your questions here on the show. So you'll see a link in those show notes to send us a voice message. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you like about the show. Ask us a question. Whatever it is, you might hear yourself on a future episode.
Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Win program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.